Oh,
that's what it was. It wasn't for a railroad.
It was just a horse putting on that rail. The beach from the front to the back. That's what it was for.
Yeah. Mr. Bisson, did y'all used to get a lot of different people in here, people from that would come in from out of town?
Yeah, from New Orleans. It's original. Let's think that's how I got my name. I had a man used to come down here every spring, and he was a taxidermist. His name was my mother used to have another little house years later, next to our house. She let him stay in there. And he used to mount birds and come study the birds, like still do that today. They come down during the migration. During the spring, a lot of birds migrate over Grand Island. Still they have bird watchers that come in, you know, study birds. So he used to stay there, and I was born in the town that he was in. That's how I got my name. Ambrose.
You were named?
After him, Ambrose. Good friend of the family. He used to stay down. He used to come down here every year.
Well, when the horse would be, did you ever see your father do that, or did you do it with him, or
plow?
Did you ever plow?
My grandfather was more or less, he was more or less a fisherman and a trapper, not much on farming.
Yeah.
My grandfather and I did the farming. We used to get in the day. Like the father would farm, or the grandson, the son would either shrimp, fish. My grandfather fished too. He was known as one of the best fishermen on Grand Isle. Captain Bisson with a big boat carrier. Yeah,
Captain Bisson?
They used to see who'd catch the most shrimp in one season. And when the one that catch the most would get a flag, you know, a big flag put on his boat. He got the flag for years and years.
He was the king.
One of the king fishermen on Grand Isle. His last voyage was to New Orleans, that's when he died. Which when taking the charity hospital, he got sick and he died. They had an article on the newspaper. I had the newspaper at home somewhere. My sister had it, where he made his last voyage. And my grandfather and my grandmother, on my mother's side, he drowned at the mouth of the Mississippi River. He drowned on a boat, on a sailboat. The boat turned over and he drowned. They never recovered his body. He's coming from New Orleans now this week.
Was he a fisherman?
He was a fisherman.
Did he live here?
Lived on Island.
He came here from,
his ancestors came down, and then they stayed here. That's further back that I can remember. His ancestors came down. I think you had five families originally from Grand Isle. You had the Regals, you had our family, you had the,
Your mother was
She was a Terrebonne.
Terrebonne. Okay.
And then you had the five original families from the Dominics. And one was an original family from Grand Isle. The rest of the people more or less migrated down here from the Algiers. My grandfather at one time owned the whole city block in Algiers, Louisiana now, which would be worth about $1 million right now. He sold it for $900.
Yeah. That would be worth a lot of money.
Right in the middle of the city, right across the river from the wall. Now here.
Mm-hmm. Your mother and father, did they ever speak any English or?
But they spoke English. They spoke English. Most of the time, they spoke. My grandmother could speak very few words in English. Very, very few. She talked to her, she maybe make her understand a few things, but she never did speak English at all. Strictly French.
Yeah.
On both sides, both of my grandmother, both my grandfather.
When your father and dad were coming up here, they didn't have a school. I mean,
lady down here was teaching school. One lady.
They had an old.
Yeah, an old Miss Christ. You have to go to her house most of the time. She'd teach you a few things in school. You know, at that time, what would have been, you know, basic things you needed to. Probably the ABC and then how to add one and one, I guess, something like that.
Did they have places where